Our nostrils may come as a set, but they're more independent than we may have thought. This according to Rice University psychologist Denise Chen. She and her colleagues pumped two different smells directly into each of a volunteer's two nostrils. One nostril got the scent of a rose, the other that of a felt-tip marker.
Instead of experiencing a blend of rose and marker pen, they experience an automation, that is, they smell predominantly rose smell, followed by the predominantly marker smell.
That implies that the nostrils take turns sending signals to the brain. Chen notes that our brains also integrate separate information from other paired organs, like eyes and ears. So it's possible, for example, that our nostrils might attend to different components of the same odor in order to create a complete smell experience. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.